What is up? This is your one-stop shop to find the pod with the cast. And I'm about to give you the tea on pod news, pod trends, pods I'm checking out, and more. This is Pod News with Kiana. And I'm Kiana, by the way. So, today is August 17th. And I'm on day 3 of the potato diet, the last day. But I just want to let you know that it's been a hard journey and I actually don't recommend it. But I'm also anemic, so essentially a girl needs her iron. And in other news about my life, my cat ran away last night, so that was stressful. Well, it's my fault because I left the garage open a little bit just to give him some air. And I guess giving him some air was his way of being like, oh, she gave me some freedom, so deuces. And it left, and we didn't find him until about 10 o'clock this morning, and he had left like 9 p.m. last night, so he was out. So yeah, anyways, I want to talk about the podcast that I had listened today because it was really good. So I was on my pod social at Podyssey, and somebody was like recommending this one podcast called We Work. And I told you I love any kind of podcast that's educational. So I was like, okay, let me give it a try. And it was really hard to find on Spotify. Like, it played on Spotify, but there wasn't like a profile for it. So I was like, oh, that's really weird. And I literally binged through like 3 episodes. And I was like, wait a minute, slow down, stop. I need to write my own podcast. I have my own recordings I have to do. But it had me thinking about how I can turn my own passion into a profession. So the episodes I listened to was, one was a story about a Japanese chef who came to America to make ramen that helps people find their dreams. Okay, come on. Like, I had to listen to that. Then I listened to one called I'm a Podcast Librarian. And as a pod snob, I was like, yes, duh, I have to listen to that. Then I listened to a podcast called I Created the Museum of Selfies. And I didn't actually really want to listen to this one because I thought it was going to be like way too snobby for me. It ended up being my favorite one. So let me tell you about all of them. Okay, so number one, they all have their own story and it's about everyday people. So that's what really attracted me to the podcast, was it's like, I just get to listen to everyday people talk about work in an unconventional way. So it was just like a really great breath of fresh air. And like, it just made it, listening to all of their stories just makes it seem as if work isn't defined by like the kind of job you can find on Indeed or what's out there, but work is really defined by what you have to offer to others. And that's, there's like an infinite, there's so many different ways to offer something unique to somebody else or to just bring your creation out into the world. So I just was like, yes, living for this. So in the first episode I listened to, which was the Japanese chef who makes ramen that helps people find their dreams, like I listened to that one because my fiance is Japanese and we love food. So you know, you put ramen in any story and we're most likely going to listen to it. Although he didn't listen to this podcast, it was just me. So I listened to this podcast and it was a very humble story about, he pretty much had to go against everything his traditional Japanese family wanted for him and find his own path, which was making ramen. And it was about him helping people to find their own dreams and discover themselves while eating his ramen. And overall, he's a very optimistic kind of person, and I just love anybody who gives that positive energy. He really cared about his craft and making sure that everybody felt, you know, empowered. And one way he did this is by making sure that there was a no cell phone policy at his restaurant, so people actually had to converse with one another and give each other eye contact or not give anybody eye contact and just slurp on their ramen. So it just created just a great atmosphere for people to be people instead of people to be digitally involved. And even the host, he said he went to the shop and he felt this energy of empowerment while being there. And I was like, I live for that. I need to go. So in the second episode I listened to, which is called I Am a Podcast Librarian, I low key was like, I want her job. I want to be a podcast librarian. All she has to do is listen to podcasts all day. And I know that that sounds like, you know, for her, she's probably like, uh-huh, you sure you really want my job? You want my spreadsheets too? Yeah? You think you can handle this? She helps people find podcasts, and she talked about how if you have podcast idea, you should go for it, because there's actually not that many podcasts out there. And I've also noticed the same thing, that there isn't that many podcasts out there, but the universe or the internet makes it seem like, oh, the market is so saturated, honey, like, don't even try. I'm like, no, there's not enough voices, especially when it comes to Indian voices, Asian American voices, Black voices. Like, there needs to be more voices, Hispanic voices. There needs to be more of your perspective on any kind of topic, whether it's talking about finance, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, interview style. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we need more voices out there. And she was even saying how she has gotten to a point where she has listened to so many podcasts that now she's like reading books, or if she does listen to a podcast, it's like cat purrs, and it's all audio of a cat who's purring. It's like ASMR. And I was like, yes, I live for that podcast. I would listen to that as well. So I just really love listening to podcasts where I feel like I gain something. And that's something she also had in common with me. And I also enjoyed how she like low key is over interview style podcasts. And I was like, yes, queen, yes. So I really appreciate that she sees an issue with podcast discovery as well, which is something that I and the people of Reddit have a trouble with. It's like the algorithm for podcasts aren't helpful at all. The recommendations, how they show you what to listen to, is all garbage, and it doesn't actually help me to find the podcast where I'm gonna feel like I really gained something. So I was just so happy that she and I also had that in common. So the last podcast that I listened to was the one where I said it's called I Created the Museum of Selfies. So I thought that this was going to be a super snobby, superficial person who was like, I created the Museum of Selfies, where everybody can just stare at themselves, and we have photos of selfies so you can see all the celebrities, pop culture, rich people. But oh my gosh, the guy that created the museum, let me break it down to you. First of all, he's anti-social media. What? Like, what? You created the Museum of Selfies and you're anti-social media? Bro, can I just hug you right now? Like, I'm anti-social media as well. Like, I don't really be on my Facebook. I deleted my Instagram. I don't tweet. And I get it. Like, there's such a difference between having just real, authentic, face-to-face human interactions than having this, like, false digital life. So the fact that this anti-social media person capitalized on the fact that people love selfies, but also saw it in such an intriguing way that I would have never taken that perspective. He saw it as a moment in history. Like, this is our way of recording a moment that we're having, or a moment in time. And I'm like, yeah, the year 3000 is definitely going to look at it that way. And they're going to be like, oh, the 2020s were just going down. But I really like it. And he and I also have the same perspective on LA and media culture, meaning that, like, people care more about their status than they do their content. And I've seen that with a lot of movies. Like, there will be movies where it's like all these big name celebrities, and I'm like, but the story sucked. But the story in the movie overall sucked. So it didn't matter that these big name celebrities were in it. The story sucked. Let's go back to the writing board, like writing room, whatever. Like, no. So I saw what he saw. I mean, I'm here in LA for my mom, taking care of her, not because I want to be anybody, which is sad that, you know, some people are like, I got to go to LA or New York to be somebody. You were born already somebody? Like, what? I got to go to LA to be discovered. What? Like, So a little bit about him. He spent 8 years working for Disney and he hated it. And when he was fired, it pretty much forced him to find his own thing. And it was in that thing that he was able to find his like creative spirit. And he decided to create theater escape rooms, which then led to him wanting to create the Selfie Museum in Glendale, California. So yeah, just a super humble guy. I could listen to his story all day. So he was explaining that because he was talking about design and how that's really important when it came to his theater escape rooms was design. And that design isn't about adding anything, but making sure that there's nothing left to take away. And I was like, wow, that's a really powerful statement. And it really made me think about the design of my podcast and how I can better myself for you, the listener. Overall, the show Weird Works is amazing. It really is amazing. Even though I'm not super into interview style podcast, the host, like, he was having fun. And because he was having fun with all of these interviews, I ended up also having a lot of fun. It wasn't like a traditional expert interview where it almost feels like an interrogation. It just felt like genuine. It felt really genuine, and you can hear these people just opening up the doors and you're just getting more of a deeper story. Even though the show's only like 20-30 minutes long, it was a lot of great in-depth content. I also appreciate the fact that he shouts out his team, like, here's the writer, here's the editor, here's the producer. All I do is just talk on this show. Like, I'm just one piece of this entire puzzle, of this entire team, essentially. So I really like the show so much that overall I added Weird Works to my playlist. But I have to go because I need to give my damn cat a bath and then I need to eat. It's been a stressful morning, so I'm gonna go eat because I'm a stress eater. It's a habit that I was hoping this potato diet was gonna break, but it didn't. I do have an appreciation for food now. Like, I'm a lot fuller faster, and every time I'm hungry, I'm like, am I hungry enough to eat a potato? And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, okay, then I'm not actually hungry. So that is how I'm able to control how much I'm eating, actually. I'm like, am I hungry enough to eat just a stupid potato? And I'm like, no, no food for me. Grab a bottle of water. Okay, but anyways, I got into this huge rant. So sorry about that. I'm gonna go. Let's link up tomorrow for some more pod snob conversation because this was fun. I really like the pod industry and I 100% support it. I mean, there's so much going on. There's even a pod librarian. Like, what? There's so much going on. It's going by so fast, but there still needs to be so much more growth and development in the pod industry. And it takes you as the listeners to be involved with what's going on. Also, discovery as far as podcast is a really big factor. We all should be able to find podcasts that are going to feed us, not podcasts that it's like, oh, this one's number one in America, you should listen to it. It's like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, I'm somebody who genuinely does not like the Joe Rogan Experience. Does that make him or his content bad? Absolutely not. But anyways, I'm going to stay sipping on pod tea and I'm going to see you later. Okay, love you. Bye.